Now that the dust has settled on the trifecta of Bob Fergusons that were running for office, we're now left with what comes next and what the next steps are in order to beat Bob Ferguson. Personally, I think his reaction to this whole mess revealed so much about him and the kind of governor he would be. I think he took a major gut punch during this entire thing. Joining us now on the KVI studio line from We the Governed, Glenn Morgan. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on the air, Ari. And that press conference was just crazy and absurd yesterday, threatening prison time for anybody who dares to run against him and who happens to share his same name, you know. And I'll tell you, just because you share the same name as somebody doesn't mean you can't run. And trying to imprison them for daring to do so is just absurd and ridiculous. And, you know, but that's, I think, who Bob Ferguson is. He's all, I guess, you know, things you have to remember. I mean, this is the same guy that went after restaurants and, you know, retired state workers with a high level of vindictiveness. And yet at the same time, turned right around and did everything he could to release the most violent sex predators in state history and then put them next to people secretly in neighborhoods all over the state.
I actually think this shows how sensitive and vulnerable he is. Let's not forget, this is a guy who almost never gives comments to the media. When he does, they're snarky, they're obnoxious, and usually just, I'm better than you and I know it. But on top of that, this is a guy who redacts public documents, says everything's privilege, and this is a guy who clearly thinks he is entitled to the job of governor. I think this temper tantrum he threw yesterday shows everybody exactly what kind of governor he would be.
Yeah, a highly abusive one. And, you know, it's the other thing. Remember, I mean, he also got caught directing or at least his employees under his supervision, destroying public records, you know, not just redacting them, but destroying them and concealing them in an effort to hurt disabled workers and also to help to hurt victims of the OSA landslide. And those are just the cases that somebody had enough money to actually, you know, pursue far enough to get to the bottom of the deception and the corruption that he encourages and promotes at the attorney general's office.
Now, a guy who has this much baggage, I guess you'd say, this much history of doing this kind of stuff, I assume there's other people he's done this to also. I mean, look at Tim Iman. We all know he went and destroyed his life. Whether you like Tim Iman, whether you dislike Tim Iman, Bob Ferguson went after the guy for millions of dollars and basically bankrupted him. So who's to say he didn't do the same thing with other candidates who are running for office just because he was worried about them challenging what he sees as a coronation?
Well, and after yesterday, you know, I've been contacted by other candidates who say that Bob Ferguson threatened them as well. And this appears to be a pattern of behavior. And this is, you know, this is disturbing for anybody who actually cares about, you know, anything related to government or, you know, if you want to talk about election interference and voter intimidation, Bob Ferguson is the poster child of somebody who not only wants to interfere with elections and does it actively, but who uses the power of the state to threaten imprisonment and harassment of his political enemies, something that I thought was usually going to be confined to Russia, Zimbabwe, or maybe Venezuela, but not Washington State. And yet that's how Bob Ferguson wants to run.
Now, this is a guy who has made it very, very clear who he is. And the question is, what's next? So the Bobs have both dropped out. I read both of their letters, and one of them was heartbreaking about this is the second worst day in his life, second only to the day his wife died. And he didn't realize his government can turn on him like this. The other guy's a 20-year Army veteran who Bob Ferguson came gunning for. They threatened legal action against both of them, the full weight. I mean, isn't that election interference?
Well, it should be. But for Bob Ferguson, anything that allows him to maintain his eternal quest for power is justified. So there's no law he won't break. And listen, let's face it, our Constitution's only as good as the willingness of officers of the court, including judges, to actually uphold it. And what he's always going to do in these cases is he's going to shoot it into Thurston County Superior Court, which is the place where the Constitution goes to die, and where his friends and oftentimes former employees who worked at the AG's office are in judicial positions, and, you know, which is the center of the seat of power in the Washington state, right? That's where most of these constitutional cases go. And Ferguson manipulates that process all the time. So this is the problem. You know, a regular person who, you know, is just trying to get involved or engaged. I mean, the Yakima, Bob Ferguson in particular, had wanted to run for governor. I mean, in fact, he was going to try. His friends at work were trying to convince him to do this about a year ago or so, before his year and a half ago, before his wife died. And, you know, and but he doesn't know how, you know, these people don't necessarily know how to run for office and all that. But what's just what's heartbreaking about it is that they also don't realize, and I don't think anybody even quite realizes, just how corrupt and dishonest these people are when they decide, like Bob Ferguson and our attorney general, they weaponize the agencies against the people, and they're happy to create election interference. They don't care about that. Threatening imprisonment is just going to be another day at the office for them. And that's the problem that we have here. You have to, I mean, sometimes the tyrant's mask comes off and exposes who they are. And I think in this case, you know, Bob Ferguson showed the AG, Bob Ferguson, the bad Bob Ferguson, clearly showed his true colors, you know. And instead of simply recognizing that there were clear ways that the WAC could be used to clearly differentiate the candidates, he didn't care about that. One of the things he actually directed Secretary of State Hobbs to do is completely illegal, which is he was directing Hobbs to move him. So Bob Ferguson, the AG, he wanted to move him up ahead of everybody else, right? And an effort to, which is illegal, you once they've set the position on the ballot, that can't be changed. Except for Bob Ferguson, the attorney general, right? For him, the rules are going to always be flexible, manipulated, because he's always going to manipulate the law in a way to abuse the position of power that he holds. And when somebody who's in that type of position threatens another or tries to basically induce another elected official to violate the law for Bob Ferguson's own personal benefit, that's clearly another violation himself.
In the last few minutes we have with Glenn Morgan from We the Govern, just to play devil's advocate for a minute here, because we like to advocate for the devil on our show here, but you knew what you were doing when you signed up to be campaign manager for these guys, because you knew exactly who Bob Ferguson was. Are you worried about him coming after you?
Well, Bob Ferguson obsessed about me at that press conference and mentioned my name 13 times. And, you know, obviously he would like to, but see, he's hated me for a long time because I caught him breaking the campaign finance laws in the past. I've been involved in ethics investigations on him. I wrote an amicus brief to the Supreme Court on behalf of Tim Iman in one of these cases that he had to fight that. I actually got standing to sue him on behalf of the state of Washington for his campaign finance violations for the same statutes and the same laws that he was actually prosecuting Republicans for at that time. And I couldn't find any attorney that was willing to come forward and represent, you know, represent that case in court, because they all said they were terrified of what Bob Ferguson would do to them personally. And, you know, the problem with this is that if you sit back in timidity and fear to allow some of the most corrupt and evil people to get into public office, I think that's how, you know, governments and societies die, is that people are intimidated and afraid to stand up for the Constitution or their freedom or even in opposition, just because some guy's a bully and a tyrant. And, you know, eventually, if you don't stand up to him now, how much easier is it going to be if that guy gets the levers of power and he gets into office and then starts directing the state patrol to arrest his political enemies?
Right. And he would do it, too, because he literally threatened to do it yesterday. This is not an empty threat. So, Glenn, what's next for you? I mean, now that this thing's kind of simmered down, what's your plan next? You taking the show on the road?
I think this whole thing with, listen, I wasn't as motivated to, and I should have been more, but I wasn't as motivated to expose Bob Ferguson for who he truly is. But I'll tell you, now that he's given this, you know, he was just such a jerk in this towards these guys that have every right to run for office, that I am considering taking this on the road, and I am considering going out. And I think we just need to do a full roadshow exposing the tyrant that he is. I mean, it's become just ridiculous. It isn't how I necessarily was thinking about spending time. But at this point in time, if you got corrupt political officials like this who want to turn Washington State into some kind of version, his version of Venezuela or Russia or whatever, where you get to silence all your political opposition and threaten to imprison them and investigate them and harass them, then, you know, that's something that we need to stand up against. And people have to realize this guy is not a good person. Now, you know, and keep in mind, this is just, I believe, just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the mask fell off for Bob Ferguson, our attorney general, yesterday in that press conference. You got to see who he really is. But this is a pattern of behavior that he's exhibited for a long, long time. He's been abusing the attorney general's office with his chicken tuna checks, illegally trying to bribe votes and voters by trying to send them out and promoting them as his thing, even though he sent a bunch to dead people. And then follow-up letters, misuse of public resources, again, to promote his personal campaign. This is a guy who has a long and corrupt history in government, and it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. So I think that sometimes once these guys get a taste for power and their ability to use that and weaponize that power to attack people, they're going to take it and abuse you even more. And that should be something that bothers everybody. And it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. It's something that's going to come back and haunt you and hurt you no matter what.
I completely agree. Glenn Morgan, thank you so much for fighting so hard for all of us, because you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. You do a lot of stuff out in the open. People don't realize how much of this stuff comes out because of your work. And I just want to say on behalf of everybody, I know Bob Ferguson was like kicking you in the teeth yesterday, but you didn't let that get you down. You do amazing stuff. We love you. We always have your back.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the air. And, you know, we'll just see. We'll see who he's deciding to imprison next.
That's a scary, scary thought, because I'm talking to you right now. So I think it's 6 degrees or 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon is going to be next. 7 degrees of Bob Ferguson. Yeah, we got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.